Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good afternoon. Where are y'all listeners are calling from? This is the Yours Radio Show, so feel free to participate in the show. We'll start the show off with a prayer. Hello, people was having a little bit of difficulty there, but now things seem like it's been straightened out. So like I said, we'll start off with prayer. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of the Creator, the Most Merciful and Beneficent. Alhamdulillah al-Alameen, ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Malik yawmiddin, Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'in, Ihdina siratal mustaqim, siratal ladzina an'amta 'alayhim. So my dear beloved people, this is your show. So we ask all those who wish to participate in the show, come on, state your concern, where you're calling from, what state, city, county you're calling from, what tribe you're calling from, and what reservation you're calling from, and all that good stuff. So
hello.
Are y'all there?
Yeah, can you hear me out there?
Now I can. There was airspace for a little bit.
Oh, okay, okay. You there?
Can you hear me out there?
Yeah, I can hear you. Who is this, Rachel? Hello?
Tahisha Hart. Tahisha Hart.
Oh, okay. How you doing?
Fine.
Good, good. Yeah, I can hear you. I can't
just
hear
walked
them.
In the house.
In the studio.
Okay.
Okay, everybody hold one second. Okay. Can everybody hear me out there okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Welcome back to Indigenous Voices of People Blog Talk Radio Show. This is Jabril and Amin, can you hear me now? We're having some audio difficulty.
Well, you're fine.
Thank you. How's everything?
So the car is going to come by June 13th. Huh? That's what I told him. I said, I bought the car on the 30th. I have to wait a few fucking weeks to get the damn car. How is it? I like the car. I should have got this for $33,000.
This is
Yeah, but you know how much this one is going for? The same price as you bought it. And add another 7,000 to it?
Over here, doesn't go to the same way you're getting.
What do you mean?
You're buying out the same car, so shipping.
I tried the dealership already. You know, he told me it's gonna be like a $40,000 payoff.
car?
No, to buy a Camry. Like,
yeah.
What? You already have 32,000 miles? How much do you put? And how long? So you're driving double 12? Huh?
Yeah, hold on.
Oh, that's a nice camera. Nice camera. Well, I'm just going through all these shit documents.
I was going to put it in the bank.
Hello? Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can stay.
Okay. All right, we got you queued in through the phone line.
Okay.
Okay, can everybody hear us out there?
Yep.
Okay, all right, great. All righty.
Yeah.
Let's open with a prayer. Chanupa, you there?
No, he's not here.
He's not here, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له أحد الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. Okay, folks, we're getting kind of a late start. It's 15 after here. We're experiencing a little difficulty with the system. But we figured out how to...
Yeah, tell me about it.
Tie it in through another phone line, so hopefully everybody can hear us okay out there.
I hear you loud and clear.
All right, thanks for the feedback. We were thinking of opening topic. We were thinking about discussing some of the things which is going on now, you know, is with all the shooting and the mental stability of the people. And our people also, indigenous people, are plagued by a lot of these social ills of drug, alcohol, and disparity of poverty and so forth. So we were trying to discuss earlier some solutions to some of these problems. And one thing we came up with is that a lot of the youth are disconnected to the elders and to the respect of the wisdom of the elders. And that's something we need to work on in every household, with every family, is bringing that traditional respect of the elders back into play, because a lot of our elder youth have lost that circle of respect for the elders, so much so even our tribal nations, we don't respect the elders to the point where we take their mashura, we take their counsel. We've become dependent on a council of elected members, community spokespersons, who may or may not have the best interest of the tribal nation heart, due to the insertion of the monetary demand, the monetary position of, you know, money and pay and so forth. So it become more of doing it for the job, doing it for the dollar, more so than doing it for the service of the people. So the essence of the life of it has been removed through the monetary system.
Yep.
The type of consentment of servitude. So if we bring those pronunciations back into the household, back into our communities, that we do everything by counsel, by what we call mature, and this is what the Creator created for us, is to make counsel with our elders, with our learned people, with our scholars, the people who have the experience and who have already been there, done that, and we can take benefit and don't have to make the same mistakes or go through a lot of the social ills of the society, because we have the guidance of those who are of the learned experience. So would anybody like to comment on that topic or want to open another topic?
I would just like to say salam alaikum to everybody. Hello to my brother Kanupa. Is brother Kanupa on air?
Not yet. He can hear.
Okay. If somebody could let me know when my brother comes on.
I surely will. I will. When the summer shows straight up, I'll let you know.
Okay. Well, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I live in San Diego, California. And San Diego, California, as you know, it is the heartbeat, you know what I mean, for the liberal minds over here, the Democratic state. Everything that's happening, you know, happens in California first, and then after it goes, it bounces to New York, and it bounces to Miami, and the rest of the states, you know what I mean, is technically forgotten. What am I talking about? Okay. Lately, the Strong Heart Warrior Society here in California with me and our little small group, we've been actually in the news lately. Why? Because we are addressing the problems with the African community, with the indigenous community, and we are addressing the shootings that is happening across Turtle Island as a whole. And we are now getting more aggression from the American churches, which are the Pentecostal church, which is coming at us at full speed. They don't want us to educate people around us about the indigenous elders. They don't want. Why? Because what is happening is we are educating families. We're educating both families, African Muslim families, African Christian families, indigenous families, all together as one platform. And this is taking away from their numbers. So what is happening is, and a lot of law enforcement officers go to these churches. And what is happening on top of it is they are orchestrating something more demonic that nobody has seen before, which is an order to be controlling us and the world under their New Rome religion, and at the same time, they're installing fear into the communities with violence. And what they are doing, they're working with the corrupt system, the Zionist system, and they're creating turmoil and problems in the streets. They're turning it around, and what is happening now? Families are suffering, they're hurting, they're crying, and they're turning towards them. When a brother left them, an African brother left them and told us exactly what is happening, I was not surprised, because this is what this colonizers, this Christopher Columbus, slave master, colonizers, Zionist, Roman Catholic design has been doing on the world. It started in Africa, and it came over here with Christopher Columbus, bringing the Zionists, who got kicked out in 1492 by the King of Spain for ruining their system, their monetary system, their way of life. And Christopher Columbus brought them here. What did they do? They did the same exact thing as intended to do. Many brothers and sisters saying, how do we fix this problem? How do we do this? Well, right now, we are actually setting the elders. We are getting the elders out of their chairs and going to the youth during powwows. We are creating gatherings for the elders, a platform to speak what they have to say. Because sadly, this new generation has lost respect for elders. Why? Because it's called a tactic of divide and conquer by the liberal thinking. After George Floyd, rest in peace, died, another group came along. They called themselves Black Lives Matter. And they started spreading something. Now, the Black Lives issue is pushed aside. The indigenous issue is pushed aside. Now, you see them protesting in the streets for abortion rights and LGBT. That's all they care about now. They do not care, you know, about black lives dying like before. Or indigenous people like before. 2 years ago, they were hot for it. But when they started hearing elders talking like the old ways, they said, oh, man, we have to listen to the ancestor like this. We are young. We could do whatever we want. And, you know, their thinking is in that form. So the Strongheart Warrior Society over here, placed over here in California, said, okay, I'm going to have a different approach to the young. I'm going to introduce a little bit of their thinking and a little bit of the old thinking, put it together. I'm going to take whatever information my brother Kanupa, he tells me, what is bothering him, what is and delicately tell them, you know, this is, maybe we could try this way or that way. And I have been a lot in the news over here standing up to Zionism and the ideology of Zionism and the divide and conquer of the young minds and the divide and conquer of the people. I'm telling the people now, forget about political parties, Democrats. I call them rats, Democrats, Republican, Libertarian. The whole thing is dividing. In order to fix this problem, all the elders in Turtle Island, not only Lakota, all the elders need to come together, leave their alcohol, leave their gambling, leave, you know, their TVs. All the elders need to come together in a meeting, a big meeting, like a powwow. And that will show the liberal thinking mind saying, oh, my God, look at this. But I'm not, I'm talking about all the tribes, like all the indigenous tribes. We're talking all Turtle Island has to go. Canada, America, Central America, and South America, all they need to create themselves like how they have the white man Zionist, they have the United Nations. They need to make one also. There is no indigenous council. Maybe in the past, rest in peace, Uncle Russell Means and AIM, American Indian Movement, it needs to be revived. Everybody knows the American Indian Movement flag. Use it. Unite us. Unite everybody. That's how you get everybody together. Create us a flag, a banner, and call it Turtle Island. Like how the Palestinians wave their flag every day, and they're dying every day. But they have the drive to keep on going, to get Palestine back. That's what the elders have to do. They have to be like the elders in Palestine that are driving the young. That's why the elders in the Middle East fear nothing but God. And it starts with the faith, the indigenous power, the faith inside their soul of their ancestors. They need to do, all of you need to do the ghost dance. Thank you.
Oh, can I? Anybody else? Area code 505-3576.
I'm on the front.
Okay, that's all. Okay. Anybody else? Okay. 918-0782. Rachel, you got anything to say?
I just wanted to ask a question to the gentleman who's speaking. When he said the Pentecostal out there are coming at them, pushing hard, Is that the white Pentecostals or the black Pentecostals?
It's the white and the black.
Oh, really? Well, does the white Pentecostal realize that the guy who founded the Pentecostal church was black himself?
Yep.
So they're all, so they're coming together to fight all this and push back?
Yes, ma'am.
I will tell you how. Because I was married to my ex-wife for 10 years, and I became supportive for her. I wanted to support her. And I was the only Middle Eastern, Palestinian person in that church. And any pastor, any preacher across the country would come to that church trying to change me and trying to change my thoughts and my thinking. And that's why they started attacking me directly.
You going up? I'm going down.
Going back to you.
Me and you.
Okay. So, Rachel, did he answer your question, or do you have anything else to say to him?
No, I'm okay.
Okay.
Okay, I guess that answers the question for. So they started attacking you.
Yes, I'm hearing.
Okay, so you're saying that the church, they just started attacking you because you had a different ideology or a different belief than them?
No, they started attacking. Okay, they started attacking me for one reason. They have groups. They have groups that they meet on Mondays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, and Sundays every day, like mostly every week. And I told my wife, and I said, when are we going to have time for us? And she goes, well, the church comes first because God said that. And I said, no, he did not. And then after I started bringing out the Torah and bringing out the Bible and bringing out the Quran, and I started studying with her, and after studying with her, you know, because her mind is so polluted at a young age coming from Mexico to the United States through the mountains, and the way that they help the refugees and is they make two lines, one line with food and one line, you know, without food. And the one who has food, you know what I mean? They wait in line and they go to them, you know, and they start pulling them in. That's how they did my wife and my wife's family from Mexico. So when my wife, she went to the preacher, She trusted the preacher more than she trusted me. She goes, my husband has evidence that your teachings is incorrect. So the church or the preacher of that Pentecostal church authorized, they summoned somebody from the main church or the main Pentecostal church wherever in the Midwest, you know, to come and speak with me. And they asked me kindly to take a class with them, Pentecostal ministry, something, whatever.
Okay.
So I started taking that class for 2-3 years. And I saw a lot of mistakes in their Bible, a lot in their doctrines. And the beautiful thing is about my family is we are the custodians of the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. So I have a direct link to Jerusalem. I have a direct link to scholars in Saudi Arabia, in Mecca and Medina. I have direct links to scholars in Egypt. So I started studying myself and breaking down scriptures and whatnot for 10 years straight. So I would wake up in the morning and pray with her and pray at night with her in my own way and just constantly do scriptures because this is the only life I had for 10 years. I go to work, I go to church with her, and home. That's my life. Nobody came to my home. Nobody. Only church people. So they basically alienated me from my whole entire family while secretly I'm talking to my father and my mother because this is what they do. They want you born again to be part of them only. So when she went before the preacher, and the preacher came with more preachers, and these preachers, you know, I asked them a first question. I said, does Jesus Christ, Yeshua Mashiach, peace be upon him, does he have a temple for himself? That's the first question. Second, I said, who told you it's okay to take 10% per week from the poor people and the needy people? Who said that? The third one was saying, I asked them, why are you paying yourselves for preaching God's word? That's when they started looking at me, those three, and they said, you are not following our belief. This is, you are, they made up something, you know? And then after, they started conflict between me and my wife. And my marriage ended, was ending because of too much, they cause anxiety, depression, anger, because they are always in your face. They don't give you time to be with your wife. No. They are so busy cultivating you to be like them so they can control you every aspect of your life. At that church, the Pentecost, it's called Self-Made Pentecostal. They have judges, police officers, border patrol, the whole entire circuit is in there. So, when I spoke my views differently, they called the police on me. They started saying, this man is a dangerous person. I said, ha, I'm a dangerous person because I do not agree with your thinking and your thoughts. You're going to call the authorities on me. You're going to call the FBI on me because I am trying to understand from you your belief that you're meddling around with my wife's head, and you're telling my wife to pay you per sermon 10%. I make $1,000, I gave you $100 in the morning, and I came at night, and you asked for another 10% at night. I gave you another $100. And then after you asked me for building fees and whatnot, and I give you a 30%. That's 50% out of my paycheck for you. I have the right to question. I have the right to say, hey, this is not correct. Tell me the correct way. And this is why, till now, even after my divorce, they set her up with a white man. She's Mexican, from Mexico. They set her up with another Christian white man, and they are going to have them get married from the same cult. It's a cult. So, and it's not only the Protestants, mind you, I'm dealing with. I'm dealing with the Catholic Church also. But God...
Sounds like you you run into the people who they like to jam the cross down your throat, force you to take their way of living. But we've been experiencing this for a couple hundred years, 200 years over here. America is 246 some years old. Since they got here in 1492, this has been their ideology.
Yep. I know it by heart.
Sorry to hear that you lost your wife to these people. Go ahead, Rachel.
Okay. I'm 54 years old. And from the time I was 6 years old up even until recently, there's two words I tell. I don't care what denomination it is that comes around me. I won't express those two words. I think everybody knows what I want to say. And that's what I was maintained and told these people when they come around. They like to get a hold of you because they feel like you're a pitiful little savage demon that's got to be saved. There's two words that you can tell these people, all these churches. And I think everybody knows what two words I'm talking about, and that's what they should do.
I know. But
I'm 54 years old. I'm 54 years old, and you know what? I have made it through life being a decent person without any help from any type of white Christianity. I don't have to have them people in my life telling me what to do.
Mm-hmm. Let me add something to you. This Pentecostal church, they wanted something from me. I know what they wanted. They wanted me to talk to my religious family in the Middle East, in Lebanon, Syria, and Jerusalem to open a church, a Pentecostal movement church for them there.
when I refused also, when also I refused, when my wife at the time mentioned it to me, saying, Tariq, you are special. The pastor loves you. He wants you because you have something so powerful that he wants. And I said, what does he want? And he goes, he wants to have his church there. I looked at her and I said, are you really believing all this BS, Mickey Mouse nonsense? You want me to defy my own God to have this white man who killed my indigenous family on Turtle Island to take him back home so he could poison the rest of my family? I asked her this question, and she goes, well, and that's when I said, you know something? I'm going to introduce you to my older brother, Kanupa. And that's when I started, and she goes, who's Kanupa? I said, my older brother, my secret weapon. When I need a spiritual warrior who's going to pray for me. And this is, I've been doing since 2016. Going. So 6 years.
Sir. Hello. Sir, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
We'll have to let somebody else.
I can't hear you.
Your time is not important. I think it's very important, but we're going to have to kind of cut you short for a while and let somebody else try to take the mic.
I apologize, I can't hear you.
Next caller, anybody else there?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I hear you now.
Yeah, we can.
Yeah.
Okay. I would just like to say that what you were talking about, the gun control, well, Canada has put a freeze on all, they introduced a law to freeze handgun sales, ban the light toys too that look like it. And they said that they're the first that could do this, and they was wondering why United States hadn't, followed along with it. They put a national freeze on sales of purchase of handguns as part of gun control package that would also limit magazine capacities and ban some toys that are look like guns. And this should have been done a long time ago, because making the regulations to sell guns at 21 years old does not mean that a young person will not get a hold of that gun if an older person bought that gun and
mm-hmm.
they got it in their hands, you know, because
mm-hmm.
it doesn't make sense that, you know, after these 19 children and two teachers were killed in the classroom, that this is going on almost every day someplace. Somebody's getting a copycat idea to be doing this. Like I said, pretty soon it's not going to be safe for us to be out. We're going to be homebodies at home, and people are going to be schooling their children at home because they know that it's not going to be safe for them to send their kids to school. Because who wants to lose their child and worry about it every day? Is my child going to come home from school? So That's all I had to say. United States should fall in the same direction as Canada's doing, you know, put the regulations on it. Okay,
Can I say something on that?
Sure.
If anybody read that 18-year-old boy's manifesto he wrote 2 weeks ago on Buffalo, he said right there in that manifesto that this is a widespread thing that's happening in this country. It's an intimidation factor to put all minorities back in their place. This is what they want everybody intimidated. Stay home, minorities. Get back in your place, minorities.
Yes.
So the government is allowing this. These people in this country swaddle and cuddle their guns more than they do their children. I guarantee they probably let a government come take their children before their guns.
Can I add something? Hello? Okay. This is gonna shock you right now, talking about gun control. Around two years ago, okay, there was a mass shooter around here, around San Diego, shooting people, okay? When they caught the shooter, now the police didn't catch the shooter. Another gang caught the shooter. And when that gang caught that shooter, they didn't hand them over to the police. They did their own investigation with that guy. And they asked him, who put you up to this? Who paid you to go and do this? And when that guy, he spilled out his guts, crying, and he goes, the government gave me the gun, the government gave me the ammunition, and they told me, because I'm a felon, and they intimidated me and whatnot to do this. And then we call a reporter, and I said, you're going to do a documentary on this situation. This documentary went on for 5 years, 6 years, to find out that the man was recruited by the sheriff department, the racist sheriff department, which they have their own gangs over here, to implement gun laws and gun rules. So the whole thing is a Hollywood realistic setup. And they find people in prison and down on their luck, you know, to carry out lone wolf stuff like this. Go back to Texas shooting of 19 kids and two teachers or more and injuries. The sheriff knew about it. He knew about this. They were sitting in the back just relaxing. Let this happen. It's called divide and conquer. Take the guns away from people. Let the people be dependent on law enforcement, on the government, like how Europe is. This is what they're trying to do. They're trying to strip everybody from their firearms. And we're going to be like China, controlled, like North Korea. This is what they want. They don't want nobody to be free. So imagine
there is no resolution to this problem. This problem, we are still sitting in slavery. Either indigenous or Mexican or black or Arab or whatever. This is the new design of Rome. And
all right,
now...
All right, Tinuba, what do you have to say about this, Tinuba?
Well, let me jump in here and really stir up the pot here.
Hey,
okay.
Brother.
How you doing, Tyreek, man?
All right,
here's Tyreek giving you guys some information on what happened in my country known as Turtle Island, because I can't handle that description of America. Oh, it's Turtle Island. Every time we are confronted by certain philosophical standards that belong to people in general, you, the listening audience, and other people that are supposedly getting involved with understanding why America has implemented its colonial practices to neutralize your human rights is because you allow it. You like that. You don't say anything about the behavior of how white people discourage people of color and make them look. It's people of color that are killing each other. When before, it was white people, all right? So what I'm saying is, one wrong does not make the other wrong right. The last time I checked, people, the gun didn't give a shit who was using it. It's when to use it. And it's a human nature of how people practice and perfect colonial policies when guns were never here. The white man brought that here and invented from all his thievery, stealing gunpowder from China, stealing metal from over here. This is the white man, but you guys don't talk that way. So here's my sister Geraldine talking about what Canada does. White America, white people, their population is declining. So if a sickness can't fix it, the guns will. When they raided my traditional encampment back in ancient times, here's my people with bows and arrows, tomahawks, and lances. And they defeated them sons of bitches when they came into our encampment, because most of the hunters were out with the flexibility of a bow and arrow to take people out. But we didn't kill each other. The white man brought all that shit over here. But people in general, today as a norm, don't talk about him. They don't want to put the blame where it's supposed to be. Now, if the great mystery, you might call him Allah, you might call him Nagadawi, you might call him Mahil, you might call him Wakantankakichimanefi, you might call him any, you might call him Buddha, you might call him anything, okay? The great mystery never carried a gun. Neither did Mother Earth. Neither did the four-legged and winged creatures. The problem with all this and the solution is you have to blame civilized and modern man. That's the problem in Indian country. You guys get Social Security, you get food stamps, you get all these government issues of provisions in the name of a falsified freedom, in the name of a falsified gun control. They want you to do this. And as stupid as we two-legged red people are and other people of color, we behave just like the fucking white man. Whether you like to hear that or not, it's the truth. So who's the next individual that's going to do it? We have the Pennington County Sheriff's Department and the city police of Rapid City just kill a 31-year-old woman. What does that tell you? A month ago, they killed Barney Peoples, my cousin, my nephew. They shot him. But they didn't tell the public that they used the shotgun on him. That came out from the independent investigation we dog soldiers did. And they sprayed him countless amounts of bullets. But the shotgun blast to the face is what did the job. Because those are double-out bucks. They splatter. They carry. They spread. This is the white man's fault, people, but you guys don't blame him. This is why it's hard for us to have a radio show to discuss open intentment. Why do I say yep. open intentment? Hold on, hold on. I let you talk and you finish and you did this yet. Don't whelm me. The hard part is, look, you all have a language. At least that's what you say you have. And wherever that language came from, that language did not carry a gun, right or wrong. That's right. It didn't have a gun. The problem with us is because we act and behave like the white people. The independence pertains to what? What they call a doctrine of discovery in a country that's contrary with modern, you know, accusations and behaviors aimed at the United States government, even their court system, okay? So the laws of war and peace are far over time as a doctrine now, irrationally, which becomes unrealistically expanding on the original norm of why people's rights are being driven out. Simple. So when you go back and look at how America has done things, okay, they've done this to every country that's out there. My little brother Tyreek just talked about Korea, China, and all them. It's communism, people. Communism, justify that. Why do you think we have fucking police all over the place? Huh? And they're the only ones that get to carry a gun. The military carry a gun. The FBI carry a gun. The police departments carry a gun. The county sheriffs carry a gun. Even Indian police carry guns. So furthermore, to understand what is discovered in the claim of a valid, useless, you know, behavior that becomes consummated, it's an actual occupation because they want the people gone to continue to control the land. And I tell you, people, get that norm, then you'll understand why they do that, because it's a preventive justice because of the laws that are internationally in place. Propadian fundamental practice blames white people. White people have exterminated animals, mounts of animals. Them animals are not here above the earth anymore. White man did that. But you all bitch and you work for them to try to stay afloat and survive in this country of mine for them, not for the people of color. You go fight for water pipelines. You go do all kinds of shit, man, for them, but you cannot do nothing for your own people. This is my problem. Customary and international laws are doctrines now because there's no discovery. That qualifies the refinement of how to understand state custodial kinships with the white race. The hard part is nobody understands that. Cases and materials that are thrown out are because the white people love to remain silent and your rights mean nothing. All of these fuckers, they're all that way. And the hard part is we allow it. We do. So you can talk all the nonsense you want. If it doesn't register in the norm of what Indian people have gone through, The native people of Turtle Island never dropped a bomb on Korea. They never dropped a bomb in Japan. They never dropped a bomb in Iraq. They never dropped a bomb in Afghanistan. They never dropped a bomb in Vietnam. And for damn sure, they never dropped a bomb on the black people in North Omaha. And for damn sure, we never dropped a bomb on the black people in Tulsa City, Oklahoma. This is all white people that did that. But goddamn, I'll say it again, goddamn, you don't want to blame them. That's the permanent population under a control that engages the capacity to neutralize your relationship of oneself and a people. And that's how you make a long story short. Back to you all.
Okay, people, like you said, this is your show. We would like you to engage in the show, you know, and majority of the people already came on and was talking, but we know we got a lot of people that is listening. For those who listen, start calling this number and let us hear your voice, you know. So, as you were saying, you know, the government is responsible for the majority of everything that's happening in this place. Everything's always planned out, what they're going to do and how they're going to do it, and they're just implementing the program. Like you were saying, you got to blame those who are responsible for what's happening. If you don't blame them, they're going to keep on doing the same old, same old, same old. So it's time, people, to, you know, stop laying and sleeping. Get up off your butt and start engaging and start whatever you got to do. Tell these people you're not afraid of them. You know, like I said, we're at war with these people. They just got a new tactic, but we're still at war. We've always been at war with them. So it's time to stop. It's time to start fighting. With that said, we got a lot of people that called in. I think the majority of the people already said what they had to say. So I ain't too many other people calling in and saying anything.
I mean, if you don't mind, I want to share something with people. I want you all to listen to something truthfully, okay? Listen, the line was open. Amin was giving you guys the input of what's wrong and how many people dropped off and so forth. The European people brought people of color into our country, illegally and otherwise. Although the so-called United States includes a different language, one language they can never defeat, and that's the Lakota language, that's the Cheyenne language, that's the Blackfeet language. Those are languages of the people that are still struggling to remain free. Even the Arapaho language, Mohawk language, Dene language, all of these are primitive and frustrated intentions that the white man wants to do away with. That's why he wants to write them. And God damn it, you people allow that to happen. You do, not Chinupa, you do, because you don't say nothing. You like being kicked in the ass. You like being slapped in the face. You like being put in jail. You like being accused of a false crime to lock you up in a federal and state penitentiary. You like that. You don't say nothing. What I'm saying to help you understand and alleviate the intention, you have to clear your heart's validity to understand what broadens the situation of why we fail as human beings. When a baby is fed, it cries to get fed. Excuse me. When you recognize those important independence of a value that nations had, show me where the indigenous people of the continent of Turtle Island invaded countries and forced their way of life of bows and arrows and lances and tomahawks and shields upon a color of man. Show me where that shit exists and I'll I'll dye my skin fucking white because they can invent shit like that. We want to talk about shit. The white man is about capitalistic control. That's why it becomes communism. In the first stage, clear up to the tenth stage, it's communism. I don't care whether you like it or not. There's a universal suffrage here happening, people. And that decision is people like yourself that do talk, but you don't blame. Now go sit down in a parking lot somewhere and call a white man over and blame him for something. And I don't care what that something is. Historical facts that were established were mistreated amongst people of color. That is still in existence right now. Still in existence, okay? So when you look at the history of what people do, Donald fucking Trump, that blonde-haired white bastard bitch cocksucker, baby-raping, murdered fucking white man, opened up racism with its full intent, and you people don't even blame that. That's why it becomes modern, ethnocentric myth of life that concern your own existence as a human being. Until you understand that shit, you'll know who the fuck your mortal enemy is. You all want to talk like a white man. Go ahead, talk like him. Use his fucking language. Use his words. But that does not recognize who you are as a red man or a red woman. So recognizing what a social and political atmosphere is at the discretion of a white man, the white man don't care about Chinupa the same way he don't care about you. And we stay divided rather than coming together to blame that racist white son of a bitch and fucking blue-eyed devil of hate. They use their wealth, their monetary existence, their mammon to control you. You guys can't help each other. And I know that. That's a historical fact that you can't help each other. And don't tell me you're out there helping. Bullshit, you ain't. I'm trying to help you emancipate yourself from that understanding. Because as we're talking on tonight's show, okay, on June 3rd, Friday, 2022, this part is what's going to get you. It's going to get you, people, this part. Mitakepi, we choy et hankiki anwanzi lohapi. He woas ake suta nahakhi kawachi nitaki yuha. Namakhoche ankata. Tokata ni onkong tehanta. Wa bleze kilenet hokel oyate. Chik-chik ala kehena ospe chakin etaha. Work sape ke het hokata ke iente. Tony hechus e woyuk can we chat from sleep. Say chuha nahakye. Washichu kilena. Toha tak shicha takab naha. O wang shicha si ne cheska anipach pabna eta waste ala kapi. O he woyuk can ke he yanke. Ichuha. What hot you have we what so we try to let Hokata to Ixpewana, we try to take it to Lena Nahoki, we chaka so Tana Wakanki, Hena Wichaka so, Hena Esha, Lakotaki, Wa Blessikile, Anapta Mila Huskaki, Kaholia Okitsni, O Nia Hena Wastela Kapi. Iniasni Chantet Ido Okola Kitchesi, Oyate Lena Wakanki, no Wakanja, Chikala Hena Oichaka. Woe chak you. Tako hena iagle afti ke hena on kichu pi chokata. Na to han ta shicho wan ti chasniki hena walaka inila ya ompi. Na wa chake oyakisni. Wanko. Mila haska kilena oyate ki kat imicha. No oyate khoktak hena wa speki ois pabla isya si wa het khopi na oyate khopi. We chak asotam na kat imicha. Hena mila haska o speni chapi. Dag sicha hena tchokata ke enich papi ke hena hechun se omeni pi. Na was tefni. Hechas wa khantcha ga na uchi ma kaki le. Dako hena iglech wa ki le oyate ki hena isaki mnozi. Na we chiu chache ki he ni chuku. O hena woyak sapi yante. What I said in my language, I don't have to explain that fucker to you. Because if you're indigenous and if you're somebody of color, you felt the spirit, the muscle, the passion of that language that's still in existence in the year 2022. Because the population, how you define something in a territorial land base of the indigenous people in the continent of Turtle Island, you will see that you have learned nothing about the history of the civilized and modern white man that we call a white devil. That fucker loves to repeat history and you still don't get it. And that's not because of a understanding that's subsequent to a notwithstanding point of view. We're looking at the time when there were no white people here. The indigenous people got along. They shared this Turtle Island with each other. They left animal pals. They left food with other tribes so they can have a safe passageway where they're going when the seasons change. If the buffalo went south, we followed. If they went north, we followed. And we left animal members. We left vegetables. Hey, turn your fucking music down. Whoever's shouting out, if you don't like to hear this truth, get off the show. Listen to it when they put it on the air. This is what's arguably possessing your brain because you guys don't know how to think free. You sure in the hell don't know how to blame that son of a bitch. And you're constantly interrupting like a white man. So if you want to carry on with your nonsense and don't want to hear some positive truth of what Sinupa Gruham Money is trying to help you with in collection to your norm, go ahead and do the show and I'll get off. Thank all of you for hearing me because my veracity of my own intent is aimed to protect your human rights because you have no empathy of life, of a value, of freedom, of independence to blame that white fucking devil that we call as a white man and a white woman. The lateral part to it, Donald Trump woke your racism up. And you fuckers still can't blame that blonde-haired buck-teeth bastard. And I left my thing. I'm going to turn it back over to all of you because you love to make noise. Enjoy making your noise. I'll see you all tomorrow on the Indigenous Voices of People radio show. Good night and have a great rest of the weekend. Take care. From Chinupa Gruha Money of the Pioneers Indian Reservation. Hokai.
People. So, as you said, the show coming to end. Anybody have any last comments before the show comes to a final talk? You know, you, Rachel, Tori, and anybody else is on here? Anybody with a last word? Okay, people, this is an Indigenous Voice, so the please, this is your show. So the next show will be tomorrow at our time is 7 o'clock. Your time could be 6, whatever your time zone is. It will be greatly appreciated for those who are listening, those who are calling to come back. We're glad to hear from you, and like I say, may the peace and blessing of the Creator be upon you all, and may he protect all your families. Have a pleasant, a peaceful, wonderful night. Take care.